There may be times when we feel like Job. You can almost describe what he's talking about in this first reading as depression, that he's depressed. Well, if you've read the book of Job, you can understand why. At this point, he's lost everything. He has absolutely lost everything. His family, his wealth, his livestock, his hired hands, everything. He's lost it all. He feels like he's at the bottom. And many times in our lives, we feel that way. Like we're at the bottom, that we're, you know, it says, when shall I rise? And the night drags on. I'm filled with restlessness until the dawn. You know, I shall not see happiness again. And it's at those moments that we need to take the approach that Job does. Job recognized that even in the depth of his despair, there was still God. There was still hope. Because you continue reading on, and he actually even had friends say, just curse God and die. Just give up. Just quit and end yourself. Just be done with it. And what does Job do? He praises God. He blesses God. Even in the midst of his despair, he sees hope from God. We see the same hope being shown in our gospel today, where our Lord does all these wonderful healings. First, Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Then later, those who were possessed by demons, and so on. They were given a message of hope by our Lord through these healings. That God wants to heal us. We have but to ask. Now, what is this healing that God wants to give us? Is it physical healing? Maybe. There are miracles that happen all the time. Some we hear about because they go on to be read as part of a saint's canonization story. That a person who has died is declared a saint because through their intercession, this miracle has occurred. Usually a medical miracle where someone is healed in a way that is impossible by modern medicine. Cancer is there one day, gone the next. Person is dealing with serious, you know, ongoing illness, and it's gone. Things like that. You know, God wants to heal us, and maybe he's going to heal us physically, but most of the time, that healing is spiritual. It's in the depth of our soul where that sin has taken root. He wants to heal us from that. He wants to rip that out of us. Bring us closer to him. Heal us from the pain and suffering that sin causes. Bring us to his joy and his love. To share his joy and his love. That's the message our Lord came to bring. That's where he talks about at the end of the gospel, where they have to go to other villages to preach. That's the message he came to preach. And you know what? That's a message that wasn't just left for our Lord. He didn't say, well, I'm going to preach this message and then we're done with it. Done. You don't have to preach it anymore. It doesn't need to be spread anymore, just while I'm here on earth. No. He wanted that message passed on from generation to generation to generation. So then we get to St. Paul, who writes to the Corinthians that he has been given this message to preach. This gospel, this good news, which our Lord gave us, of salvation. Salvation from the pain and suffering from sin. Salvation from the sorrow of this life in the next. And he says that he must do it. It's an obligation that he has. It's been imposed on him. And woe to him if he doesn't. How is that an obligation on him? Because he is a disciple. He is a follower of our Lord. And by following our Lord, he is called to preach the gospel. He is called to go out there and proclaim the good news. And to give of himself completely for this good news. You know, he talks about to the weak I became weak to win over the weak. I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. St. Paul recognized that if he did not preach the gospel, he would not share in the message of the gospel. He would not share in that salvation. He would not share in that salvation. Well, as I said, he had this obligation because he was a disciple of Christ. He was a follower of Christ. What does that say to us today? Each and every one of us sitting here today who are followers of Christ, who are seeking to be our Lord's disciples. We have the same obligation. Each and every one of us have the same obligation to preach the good news of the gospel, to share that gospel with those around us, to go out and share that good news, especially with those who are dealing with despair like Job was. To proclaim this message of salvation that is available to all. Those who consider themselves strong and those who consider themselves weak. Those who think they're better than everyone else and those who think they're worse than everyone else. Those who think they don't sin and those who are all too aware of their sins. This message of the gospel is to be proclaimed to all of them. And it is an obligation for each one of us to proclaim that gospel so that we might share in that gospel. That's St. Paul's message. That's what St. Paul is reminding us. If we are to receive that salvation, we must be willing to share it. It is not for us alone. Our faith is not something that we keep bottled up in private, that we don't let out, that we don't let people know, oh, I don't want them to know that I'm a Catholic. I don't want them to know that I go to Mass. No, we need to let it go. We need to share it. We need to get out there in the world because there are so many people out there who need to hear it. They don't realize it, but it is the answer to everything they desire. They don't realize that the message of the gospel is the hope that they are looking for in this fallen world, in this world of pain and suffering and sorrow. And guess who are the ones that are to give it to them, who are to bring it to them? Us. All of us, without exception. We need to be going out there and proclaiming that good news. We need to be going out there and proclaiming this gospel message, bringing them to Christ, bringing them salvation, bringing them peace, bringing them hope. And maybe we are the ones who first need to hear this message of hope, this message of salvation. We are the weak that need to be lifted up by the message of the gospel. So tonight, may we ask our Lord for the grace to go out and proclaim his good news, to share in his salvation by proclaiming it to those who need to hear it, those who are in our family, our friends, and so on. May we go out and recognize this obligation that we have to preach the good news of the gospel.